I'm with Shane Tedder, and we've just been at this this grand announcement, the grand opening of the indoor bike room. This really is something because bicycles were a priority for you way back in 2004 when you were a student here. So talk about that.
It really is kind of a dream come true to have a facility like this as part of a building complex like this. Thinking back 15 years, it's hard to even imagine. But it's so exciting to see it come together and to see all the different systems working together, you know, to hear about how this type of facility supports our people, but also supports our mission to improve the lives of all Kentuckians. I'm thrilled.
Did you see a day when the University of Kentucky would be hailed as one of the most bike-friendly campuses in the U.S.?
I think we always had it in our mind. To see it come together as quickly as it has been fantastic. It's been a really fun part of the gig for the last decade, and thrilled with the progress that we've made and the focus that we have on continuing to improve.
Do you think this gets the point across that that there's more than one way to get onto and off of campus, and that this is not only environmentally friendly and things of that nature, but also just a less complicated way of getting around?
Absolutely. And it's part of a bigger transportation system, but providing these sort of high quality end of trip facilities for people who are making the decision to ride instead of drive is, I think, absolutely the right decision and the right way to go. I've often maintained that you build bicycle infrastructure because you want demand, not necessarily because you have demand. So it's a little bit different than traffic infrastructure. And so I think the university's done a great job of building out our infrastructure to encourage our community to take advantage of multi-modes of transportation.
Okay, so talk about the plans now for Wildcat Wheels and what was announced earlier up there on the podium.
So Wildcat Wheels started in my apartment on South Upper in 2003 with the help of a bunch of friends and community members, and grew into a physical space in Blazer in 2005. Blazer Dining is one of the buildings that will probably come down in the near-term future, creating way for some green space for our North Campus residential quad. So we've been thinking for the last few years about where to move Wildcat Wheels, and I think it'll integrate probably with some existing transportation infrastructure, so a parking structure or something that already has a couple different modes going on. So I'm excited to see it. It'll become a lot more public. It's a little hard to find right now, but excited to see that program grow for sure.
Talk about the network of different people and organizations that have come together to make all of this possible. I mean, you talked about the start of Wildcat Wheels. Now look at it.
Yeah, I've got to give a lot of credit to Lance Roking, our Director of Transportation Services. He, upon taking that role, immediately recognized bicycles as part of his scope and as an important means of campus transportation. And so for the first time ever, there was dedicated funding for building out bicycle infrastructure. And in the first year, Lance partnered with Dr. Eric Monday, who is here, as well as our facilities management, to create a recurring pool of funds. And really, that small act of creating some dedicated money really hit the turbo booster on our improvements as a campus.
All right. Thank you very much, Shane.
Thank you, Alan.